This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When I look at these matchups and these teams and the players that are in it, it is definitely some fresh blood. And I don't know if I can find one person that is unlikable on these teams. Like... And to me, there's a lot,
I can.
Well, I already know where you're going with it. You're a huge
fan. I think there's more than just one. Fan.
No, I love Ant. I think he's immature, but continue, yeah.
But when I look at these teams, it's just, again, there really isn't anybody on either of these teams where, like, personally, where I'm like, God, I just hate that guy. Or, God, I hate his game. Or, oh, he is so annoying. Like, and when I look at the East, like, the Pacers, obviously, they're up 2-0. They, in order for them to not go to the NBA Finals, the Knicks would have to do something that no team has ever done, and that's come back from an 0-2 hole after losing the first two games at home in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's happened 6 times before, as we talked about last week, but it has never happened in a Conference Finals. But the Pacers, like, Tyrese Haliburton, all he does is just get dumped on for being overrated, and then he's had an awesome playoff run. Pascal Siakam in Game 2, just absolutely balling out. Miles Turner, one of the most underrated players in the league. Nesmith and Nembhard, just get after it, guys, defensively. TJ McConnell, like, that whole team is just, like, that whole team is built on just being, like, you are not giving us our proper credit and our kudos, and we're just going to outrun you, outwork you, and we're going to show you why you shouldn't have taken us so lightly. So I just love that team. The Knicks... Like, I like Jalen Brunson. I think Karl Anthony Towns, he just gets made fun of, but his game is absolutely amazing.
Like, arguably the best big in the league.
Dude,
arguably, yeah.
There's a reason why he was chose number one overall in the draft that he came out in. Mitchell Robinson just gets every offensive rebound. Josh Hart, being a guard, goes after every rebound possible.
Never should have been traded.
So there's a lot of dudes on the Eastern Conference, and then on the Western Conference too, like, you know,
who doesn't love Shea Gilgeous Alexander?
I mean, the only thing that people have against him right now is the free throw merchant, which kind of did, you know, show itself in Game 1, and we'll get to that later in the show here.
That's the least of their concerns for Game 3.
I would say that, like, you know, maybe if you want to find, like, the most unlikable person out of all these teams, again, even on the, like, OKC, it's like, I don't really have beef with anybody on there.
No.
I would say for the number one most unlikable player in less than these playoffs is, like, Rudy Gobert.
That's the name I was going to say. I wasn't going to say Anthony Edwards because I actually love Anthony Edwards' game.
Yep.
I think Anthony Edwards is going to be one of those ones in the league. I think he's super immature, but I don't really, outside of that, like, I don't have an issue with Ant-Man. But you're absolutely right, Joe. Like, up and down each roster are a bunch of guys that you would want to root for. Like, I always have this thing, and you guys probably noticed it. Like, I like underdogs. I like the people that everybody kind of craps on. Because I know what it's like to be that guy, you know? And so I always like to see those dudes be in positions to win and be in positions to, like, do great things. Like, everybody on Indiana was passed over. Somebody didn't want them. For the most part. Like, Miles Turner might be the only person there that's...
But he was involved in possible trade talks and trade
all the time.
Rumors,
like,
for
every
a few
year,
years now.
Every
so.
Year, almost. You know, Sacramento didn't want Tyrese Haliburton. You know, they felt like Sabonis would be a better idea. You know, Siakam, you know, Toronto was like, oh, we're not going to pay you this type of money, so we're going to go ahead and let you go. You know, all these guys are people that nobody really saw coming, but we probably should have seen it coming because... Who was in the conference finals last year for the East?
It was the Pacers.
It was the Pacers.
And there was a couple close games.
Who was in the play-in? Who was in the first, not play-in, but the first, like, NBA Cup?
IST.
Yeah, who was in that last year for the first year?
The Pacers and the Lakers.
right? So this has kind of been a slow burn for Indiana, but we've watched them for the past couple of years do what they're doing. I absolutely love the Knicks. The only reason I don't want the Knicks to win and I'm actively rooting against them is because I hate New York fans. Nothing to do with that team. I love that team. I love Jalen Brunson. I do think he holds onto the ball for too long, but we'll talk about that once we get there. But I love that team up and down. Cat is just fun to make fun of, but we all know he's kind of that guy when he's out there, especially when he shows his heart a little bit. So you love that team. You love OG Anunoby and those guys. It's hard to dislike them. On the other side, I think OKC might be the most likable team that we've ever seen. I don't know if we've ever seen a team that we all just unanimously kind of like, yeah, he's cold. Yeah, we like him. Jalen Williams is kind of nice. Okay, Shea is that guy. I do love Chet, man. Hartenstein is kind of – everybody on that team is likable. The only person out there that, again, is probably like, man, don't like this dude is Rudy Gobert.
And quite
because
honestly,
he's kind of soft, and he's good.
But also, yeah, and again, like, you have to respect his defensive game.
100%.
And also, he hasn't really done much in this series either, like, to, like, say that he is a huge threat. Like, he had, what, 4 points in game one, 2 points in game two, or something like that. I'm not going to lie, I did not watch yesterday's game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because I was out on the golf course, but as Rashad mentioned, not like I missed much. So I don't know what his final line was or what that looked like offensively. But again,
7 points.
There you go. I mean, like, tight. Again, and he's never been an offensive, like, threat, right? The game he had earlier in the playoffs where he scored 29 points on 22 rebounds or whatever the hell it was. It was like, what is this? But, yeah, again, it's just like, and another thing as far as, you know, this is what we needed is all this just new blood and new faces out there. Like, no LeBron, no Steph. I mean, Jason Tatum, as young as he is, he's been in Eastern Conference Finals and deep playoff runs for the last 7 years now. I love seeing these new faces of the NBA be the last remaining four teams. Like, hey, this is the future. Like, sorry, NBA, we do need to get used to a world without LeBron and without Steph Curry because that day will be coming here soon.
It's the changing of the guard. This is officially the NBA's changing of the guard. You look around right now, you just mentioned it. LeBron James is sitting at home watching. So is Steph. So is KD. So is James Harden. So is Westbrook. So is Jokic. So it's all these stars that we've had in the NBA for the past 10 years, 20 years that have kind of led everything. Even the younger stars, the Devin Bookers of the world, they're all sitting at home watching this new generation of talent, you know, be able to kind of take the mantle. So I think it's an awesome thing. You know, it was kind of that thing in the 90s, you know, once Jordan officially retired and you see San Antonio win for the first time. Ooh, that's new and exciting, right? Hadn't seen that. And the next year, the Lakers and the young Kobe and youngest Shaq, they start, you know, winning really like that. And then you start seeing all these, you know, Miami come out of nowhere and Detroit come and get one. So I think this is that time that we're starting to see these other faces of the NBA kind of take their place as the top of the league. You know, these are really the superstars. I don't want to hear the fact that Tyrese Halliburton isn't a superstar anymore. Any player that gets his team to the conference finals 2 years in a row, he's made an all-star team, has won a gold medal.
Hitting clutch buckets, and leading comebacks.
I think they've got four comebacks just in these playoffs, and he's got three game winners, you know, just within this playoff run. That is superstar-ish. So, yes, Tyrese Halliburton is 100% a superstar. And if you're going to say that he's not a superstar, but a Chris Paul was, Chris Paul's never averaged 25.
That was a whole different era, but you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I mean, if that's what we're classifying a superstar as, somebody that averages 23, 20, 25 points, and there's a lot of guys, Jason Kidd has to come off. He wasn't a superstar. Chris Paul wasn't a superstar. John Stockton wasn't a superstar. If that's how it is, then that has to be the criteria for everybody. But Tyrese Halliburton is a 6'5" point guard that can finish at the rim, can obviously make a clutch shots. He is among the superstars in the league right now, and he's showing it.
Pacers can get it done basically with anybody. It's not just Tyrese Halliburton. I think that's the interesting thing about them. If it weren't for Aaron Nesmith in game two, unbelievable. It's like, what was the meme going around on social media? They forgot to tell the Pacers that the game is ending. Like, they just keep on going. And then Pascal Siakam in game two, like every single game, it seems like, yeah, Halliburton's there, but somebody else is stepping up for the Pacers. And really quickly, it's interesting that you point out like all these teams just kind of showing up out of nowhere. It's almost like that Hollywood star or that music star that you see all of a sudden get their big break and they're just there every single day. We see them in the news.
Jelly Roll all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like, oh, where did Jelly Roll come from? Where did Sabrina Carpenter come from? But it's not quite that simple. All of those stars have been building, like Sabrina Carpenter was on Girl Meets World. Jelly Roll was doing mall gigs for years where we didn't know about it. And I compare that to like, well, these teams have kind of been on the up and coming for the last few years. We just now are getting to see this explosion of talent. SGA has been like whispered as a possible MVP candidate. Now he is MVP. Hartenstein, who was on New York, now flipped to OKC, gives the ability to like basically give them two lineups with a big center in the middle if they need, or they can just swap out and put Chet Holmgren out and stretch everybody. Like, there's so many different reasons why all these teams are producing well now and to this point, but it has been a slow 3 or 4 year build of these teams. Like, sure, the Pacers, like the Knicks with Jalen Brunson too, getting better.
Yeah, it's just been super refreshing watching these games. And games went, the first two for New York and the Pacers, just the environment, the games themselves, how close they were. I mean, especially on the East side, the Western Conference, I mean, we've had essentially three blowout games.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the East, it's just seeing these teams and the emotion, the stakes, how high they are, and just the finishes that we've gotten in them, the performances that we've got. It's been very refreshing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.